We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Supervisors up in San Francisco, they have voted to give the city of San Francisco, their police department, the power to use what are being called killer robots. Now, these are remote control robots that can be used in emergency situations. Now, police say they won't have guns, but could be equipped with explosives. They would only be used, they say, after other tactics have failed. Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith is a retired police officer. She also trained law enforcement officers and is currently the spokesperson for the National Police Association. She joins us now to talk more about this. Sergeant, thank you. First of all, how do these robots work exactly?
So what they are, they're not armed. And I want people to know we've had these robots in place since the very early 80s. This is nothing new. So what they are is they're just basically sort of a very high-tech remote control car, if you will. Think about what you gave your kid for Christmas maybe a few years ago. And they're equipped with a camera. They're equipped with, you know, they can carry things. Sometimes they can hold things. And we have been using them for 40 years to do things like peek around a corner that might not be safe for an officer to look around. We use them to deliver things to maybe a barricaded subject, whether it's food or water or a telephone, something like that. They're just an extra layer of safety for a police officer. They can do things that might be extremely dangerous for a human or even a canine to do. They can send things, they can see things, they can do things that we may not be able to safely do.
Right. And anytime that we in the news cover a moment like a suspicious package, something like that, as you mentioned, these, you know, little rovers, these little remote control cars can be used to, you know, sniff that out, make things safe. But we're talking about using these devices to kill. What would be a scenario in which one of these devices were employed to kill somebody legally under this context?
Well, we had this in Dallas, Texas. I believe it was in 2016, where we had a Black Lives Matter terrorist who went on a rampage and killed multiple police officers in Dallas, Texas. And the officers there were forced to utilize a robot to take explosives to that subject and basically blow him and the robot up. They had to do that because he had himself wired with explosives. He had a lot of military experience, and it would have been deadly, i.e., it would have been suicidal for officers to approach him and try to arrest him or even engage him. So that's what happened with the robot. But that's an extreme situation. And again, you keep seeing this B-roll on television of these robots, armored with some sort of high-capacity firearm. That is not what we're talking about.
Well, Sergeant, you say they've been around for a long time, but there are many people expressing concern. Why do you think there is such pushback? Is it simply because of the growing mistrust we're seeing these days when it comes to law enforcement?
Well, yes. I don't think this was presented well by, frankly, by the media and also by the San Francisco City Council, which was just doing what their ordinance requires. Here's how this all got kind of out of hand. The San Francisco City Council has an ordinance that says if they're going to bring in any sort of militarized equipment or make big changes in the police department, then they have to have a meeting and the people get to speak. The public gets to come and weigh in. And I think that's appropriate because, after all, we're the police department of the people. But politicians, people in the media, activists, they seized this opportunity to say, oh my gosh, the police are going to come murder us with robots. It's a lie, first of all. It's childish, and frankly, it's irresponsible.
All right. Sergeant, thank you again. That's Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, retired police officer. She's also trained law enforcement officers and is currently the spokesperson for the National Police Association.
I think they might need better marketing. Killer robots scares a lot of people.
Just the term. You hit the nail on the head. Killer robots just doesn't work from a marketing standpoint.
Well, I mean, because, you know, we've covered these stories, right, where they send a little, you know, device in if there's something that like a yep. dangerous, suspicious item, something like mm-hmm. that. And then I guess this is and these robots don't have AI either. We should.
Right.
They're going to go rogue. And yeah, but yeah, a little scary. The term anyway.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.